Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 29th of April, The Manifestation of the Kingdom. In the final year of his earthly ministry, Christ's focus shifted towards his impending offering journey from Gethsemane to Calvary. In addition to this, he said to his disciples, "I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God." Jesus was specifically referring to Peter, John, and James, whom he took with him up on the mountain to pray. As he prayed, he was transfigured. The appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. Jesus spoke with Moses and Elijah about his impending decease in Jerusalem. Significantly, although they witnessed Christ's glory and the glory of Moses and Elijah, the three disciples were heavy with sleep, indicating the weakness or infirmity of their flesh. Engagement in this conversation on the basis of their carnal reasoning affected their understanding of what was happening and the response that was required. This was demonstrated by their keenness to establish three tabernacles, one for Christ, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, marking a sacramental, religious, and self-centered response to this manifestation of the kingdom of God. The next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a man from the midst of the crowd implored Jesus to look on his son, saying, "For he is my only child." The father of the possessed child explained to Jesus, "A spirit seizes him and he suddenly cries out. It convulses him so that he foams at the mouth, and it departs from him with great difficulty, bruising him." The demonic spirit was only able to do this through the misappropriation of authority. It may well have been a familiar spirit that was misappropriating the very authority that belonged to this man in his house on account of his iniquity, for we know that Jesus was bruised for our iniquities. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 9 verse 22, Luke chapter 9 verses 27 to 32, Matthew chapter 26 verse 41, Luke chapter 9 verse 33, Luke chapter 9 verses 37 to 39, and Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. For further study, 2 Peter chapter 1.